Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
107 years ago this week, the village of Kusharim found itself in the throes of a major smallpox outbreak that had state health officials concerned. According to the Salt Lake Herald, authorities at first thought the disease might have been chickenpox. But as it became clear that the outbreak was much more serious, debate over what needed to be done intensified, and a quarantine was eventually declared. People were told they now had to stay at home, and outsiders were prohibited from entering the town. According to the Herald, the citizens of Kusharim didn't like being told to stay put. The paper reported that townspeople continued to mingle at dances, church meetings, and funerals. A few weeks into the outbreak, more than 20 citizens had come down with the pox, frightening people in surrounding towns. One man, an Arthur Montague from Greenwich, wrote to health officials claiming the disease was being spread to neighboring towns by travelers and peddlers. If something wasn't done quickly, fumed Montague, all of the surrounding countryside would be crawling with smallpox. When the outbreak began, there was no local board of health to manage it, and there weren't any doctors in town to provide immediate care, though a few physicians later made the trip to Kusharim to help tend the sick. The fact that the tiny town lay on the disputed border between Paiute and Sevier counties also didn't help matters. So was the smallpox epidemic really as bad as people made it out to be? The leading citizens of Kusharim claimed their neighbors and the papers had blown things way out of proportion. For the Kusharimites, it was a clear case of unwarranted mass hysteria. Every case of smallpox, they declared, had been quarantined, schools had been closed, and public meetings had been banned. If that's true, then their efforts helped the epidemic burn itself out. By the end of April, the pox had left Kusharim behind. According to authorities, a total of 45 people had come down with the disease. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcbw.org.